Hey, and welcome back to the Stories and Songs podcast. This is a podcast for musicians, songwriters, and storytellers who want to change lives and create meaning through the stories they tell and the songs they sing. I'm so stoked to have you here on my 7th episode of the Stories and Songs podcast. And today, we talk about how to write an amazing, heartbreaking love song so that you take your audience with you back into a moment in time when they had to get over a breakup. And you will be able to give them the strength to get over someone. This will truly give your audience a reason to connect with you or even become your fan, because those kinds of songs can make a life-changing impact. We'll do that by analyzing one song of an aspiring songwriter and musician called A Minute for Many. We'll play a song in full and talk about the lyrics of each verse and the chorus, as well as about the theme of his song and the craft of storytelling that he used to be able to write this heartbreaking love song called Last Goodbye. A Minute for Many song will make you remember the feeling when someone you thought was your everything tore out your heart. Even though the pain was breaking every piece of you apart, you still loved that person. You just couldn't help it. And he will take us on his emotional journey and reveal what it takes to come to terms with the new situation and to get out of one's misery. If you get the lyrics for this kind of song right, then you give your listeners hope that it is indeed possible to move on, and you provide them with the strength for it. They will look at you and the hardship you had to go through, and they will find someone in you who can relate to their heartache and who understands their pain. And this sense that there's someone else out there who had to go through a terrible breakup as well will empower them to gather their strength and start moving on too. Those listeners will become your fans because you've helped them through one of the saddest and most challenging moments of their lives. They will be entirely grateful to you to have given them this strength to get back on their feet. And writing a powerful, heartbreaking song that helps someone get over a failed relationship is what you'll learn in this episode. You will discover the 3 most important things to watch out for when writing a song like this, and you will know the 10 questions you need to ask yourself about your song to find out how strong the lyrics are to truly make an impact. So let's get on with the show. First, thanks so much for A Minute for Many to let me feature his song Last Goodbye on my podcast. If you haven't heard of A Minute for Many yet, check out his Instagram. In the last 3 months, he has released over 100 songs as a personal challenge to write one song a day. You'll also find his first EP called They Say on SoundCloud and Spotify. I provide you with the links to his music in the show notes of this episode. And if you're a musician or a songwriter and you want to get your song featured on this show, please reach out to me via email to podcast@storiesandsongs.com. But now, let's give it up for A Minute for Many. I play his song Last Goodbye in full now so that you get a feel for this fantastic, heartbreaking love song. Afterward, we talk about it in detail and what you can learn from this song for your own songwriting. Just a quick note. This song has not yet been professionally produced and was recorded with a laptop microphone, so please don't mind the production quality. The singer's emotions and his words are so pure that this song proves how much potential it has, because the lyrics are just so strong. So here's A Minute for Many with his song Last Goodbye. Enjoy!
Saying goodbye is so much harder than it sounds. One word could end a lifetime. Goodbye is not forever, as long as you're holding on. I can't keep holding. spend years cultivating memories. Made me who I am today. To throw it all away is to lose who I've become. But I don't see another way. This is the last goodbye I ever give. It's too much to never see your smile and never feel your touch. You're the only one I think of when I wake and I go to sleep. Goodbye to you. It's goodbye to everything. I could fill a thousand songs based on your love alone. But this is the last song to you, alright. Send you every shred of love I have left in this poem before I say goodbye. I cherish every moment I spend with you, even if I never get any more. I wish you all the best in everything you do. I say goodbye here and shut the door. This is the last goodbye I ever give. It's too much to never see your smile, never feel your touch. You're the only one I think of when I wake and when I go to sleep. Goodbye to you. It's goodbye to everything. This is the last goodbye. So sorry I had to be you. Now it's time to say hello to someone new.
As I first heard this song, I was almost crying, but his last line, "Now it's time to say hello to someone new," made me smile again. Just look at how the song starts. He says, "Saying goodbye is so much harder than it sounds." This first line, as well as the entire song, is about trying to say farewell to that one special person. It's the title of the song, and it all revolves around saying goodbye and letting go. And the beautiful thing is that in the end, he came around full circle. He completed the song and gave his audience a sense of resolution. And it only took one line to change your emotions from deeply empathizing with him and feeling his pain to being relieved that he has found a way to move on. There's this glimmer of hope. And as I already said, this spark of hope was so strong that it made me smile again. But how did A Minute for Many accomplish writing a powerful, heartbreaking love song like this? Aside from putting all his heart into his words and the melody, what's the magic formula behind it so that you can use this song for your own inspiration to give others who go through a bad breakup the same spark of hope? So let's start and break this song into its different lyrical pieces. Let's start analyzing it. Now, when we talk about songs that work in a context of songs that tell stories or part of a story, after all, a song can be like a chapter taken out of a book or a scene from a movie that focuses on one part of a larger story. Like A Minute for Many song is about the breakup in a love story. And there are many more scenes to a love story, which I told you about in the last episode, but it's just one part of a larger story. So when we get back to what is a song that works in the sense of storytelling, then something needs to happen to the character in the song. Something must be on the character's mind that he is trying to accomplish or solve. So whenever I start analyzing the lyrics of a song, I first look for the problem that the character in the song faces. Including a problem in a song that the character has to deal with is one of the most critical factors. It helps you find out if the song is telling part of a story or if it's just a snapshot of a single moment in which nothing happens. The song's character needs to find a solution to the conflict he faces if the song addresses a problem. That's his goal. And in every story, the main character needs to want something. Otherwise, the audience would not invest themselves in hoping the character reaches or not reaches his goal. In Last Goodbye by A Minute for Many, the character has to face the inner turmoil and the broken pieces of his heart after his relationship ended. And his want is to find a way to move on. That's what he's trying to accomplish. And here's a pro tip for you. Whenever you write a song, establish the problem that your character faces as soon as possible in your lyrics. This will give your audience a clear picture of what your song will be about and also hook your listeners and keep their interest. After all, we love stories because we are interested to see how a character struggles to get what he wants. We stay with him and endure his hardships because we want to see how he accomplishes getting what he wants. We live for those experiences that show us ways to use for our own lives, prescriptions of what to do to get the same outcome. So let's look at the first line of Last Goodbye.
Saying goodbye is so much harder than it sounds.
We immediately get a sense of what the character in the song is struggling with. He tries to say goodbye to a person close to him. And this song got our attention because we want to know how the character solves this problem. We want to know, how can we say goodbye ourselves to someone when it is so damn hard?
Saying goodbye is so much harder than it sounds. One word could end a lifetime. Goodbye is not forever, as long as you're holding on. I can't keep holding on.
The first verse dives deeply into that problem, and we know this song is about love. It could have been about a long-distance relationship when a couple has to part for a certain amount of time. And that is hard, but the love remains as long as both have faith. But the character in this song can't hold on to his love anymore. So we suspect it will be about a breakup. We keep listening to him because now we also want to know what happened to the character in the song to find out why he has to say goodbye. So in this first verse, A Minute for Many has not only established the kind of story the lyrics promise, which is a song about a breakup, but he has created two open questions in his audience's mind. First, how will the character in this song manage to say goodbye? And secondly, why does he need to say goodbye? And those questions keep us engaged. They hook our attention and interest, and we continue to listen to the song to find out the answers. So if you tell stories, it's all about creating story loops, creating open questions in the audience's mind so that they stay with you to get the answers. If you lay everything on the table and explain everything, people will get bored. There's just no mystery left. But remember, always close your story loops. If you want your audience to feel closure, then give them a resolution. Give them an answer to the most important issue that the character in your song had to face. Like in this song, that moved from goodbye to hello. When we talk about songs that work in the context of storytelling, there's one factor that decides if we can say yes or no. And we can call this factor the unexpected event, or more in storytelling terms, the turning point. And to understand this concept, here's how you can look at it. So consider your story to move up and down on a scale. After all, you don't hit a note over and over again to play a melody, because that would only create a rhythm. But a rhythm doesn't change. But a melody tends to change notes over time. So whatever the problem is your character has to face, he will not face it repeatedly as if it was a rhythm continually challenging him. Something needs to change for him. If a story, a chapter, or a scene changes from its beginning to its ending, something happened in between that led to the character being better off at the end or worse off. If you hit a note, then that's where your character might be in his life at one particular moment in time. That's a starting point. It's like the key of the song you're using. Now, something unexpected happens to him that either turns his world for the better and he's going up on the scale to something positive, or he falls down the scale and life gets darker for him. And this unexpected event is the most important indicator of whether your story or part of your story turned. In storytelling terms, we call this a turning point. And a turning point is like a crossroad moment. Either new information comes to the fore that throws the character off his set path to reach his goal, or someone else does something completely unexpected, like breaking up. And this unexpected moment is the reason why something changes. And change is what makes a story work. The beginning of a story needs to be different than its ending. And there needs to be a cause for this change. If everything stayed the same, there would be no story. And we would not be interested in that song. At least not when we look at the lyrics. So, when we look at this song, or whenever we analyze a song, here are the questions you need to ask yourself to find out if the story progressed from one point to another. First, ask yourself, what was life before the unexpected event? What was life like before everything changed? So, we get a sense of the character's relationship in the second verse. He's singing,
"We spend years cultivating. Made me who I am today."
So we know that they were in a long-time relationship that clearly shaped the character in the song. That's like the key of the song, the status quo, the starting point. Secondly, we ask ourselves, what was the unexpected event that turned the tables? And he's singing, "I cherish every moment I spend with you, even if I never get any more." So those lines tell us that they broke up. This breakup was the unexpected moment that threw the character completely off his path. If we compare to the scale of a melody, then life got darker for the character. His want used to be being with that one person, but now he has to change what he wanted to adjust to the new situation. And so this unexpected event presents two options for the character. So you gotta ask yourself, what is the dilemma that the character has to face now? What are his options? For the character in this song, he can either stay in his misery and break apart entirely by continuing to feel this enormous pain of his loss and he will keep falling down, or he can take the hard way and try to accept the breakup and lose that person's love to find his way back to who he once was. And even though those two options are not explicitly mentioned, we still get a sense of the dilemma the character is in. He's singing,
"To throw it all away is to lose who I've become, but I don't see another way."
As well as,
"Goodbye to you, it's goodbye to everything."
So you clearly see what's at stake for him. And if there's nothing at stake in a story, then we are not interested. We are not engaged in the story. Because if a character doesn't have anything to lose, why should we care? Why should we care what decision he's gonna make in his dilemma? So always make sure, whenever your character is in a dilemma and has to choose an option, make sure there's he can win something, but he can also lose something in both options. And lastly, we need to find out what life is like after the character made his decision. Now, the character in this song comes to the realization that he needs to move on. So he's saying to her,
I cherish every moment I spend with you. Even if I never get any more, I wish you all the best in everything you do. Say goodbye here and shut the door.
So now we know the decision of the character, and by now we know exactly why saying goodbye to this one person is so hard for him. He loved her with all his heart, but to save himself from all this pain, he needs to move on, and he understands this. And I need to point this out because it is imperative for every great story you tell or every captivating song you want to write. A story does not only change from its beginning to its ending, but more importantly, the story changes because the character of the story grows as a person. He has to change too. The character in Last Goodbye had clearly lost all his meaning in life by having lost her. But the beauty is that he discovers a way not only to find his reason for living again, but also to embrace the belief that he can mean a lot to someone else as well. He just needs to say hello to them and open his heart. So we see in this song, we had a sympathetic protagonist with a naive outlook, who experienced a challenge that enlightened him to a broader understanding so that he found new meaning in his existing actions, which is saying hello to someone else. And this is another factor that makes this song so wonderful. We can see how the character changes and becomes a stronger person. That's also why A Minute for Many managed to lighten up the spark of hope. Because if the character in this song got over such a heartbreaking breakup, then the listener suffering the same pain might do so as well. Now, after finding the answers to those questions, like what is the problem the character has to face in the song, and what was the unexpected event that turned the tables for better or worse, this gives us a general understanding of the song's theme, what the song is about. And in the last episode, we talked about the 6 moments that belong to a full love story. One of those most wanted moments in a love story is when the lovers break up or when they are forced to separate. And there are 8 different stages to go through in order to get over someone and to accept the new situation. And this concept is based on the Kübler-Ross change curve. It's a curve that shows how people deal with grief after losing someone. And a relationship breakup is also about losing a person. That's why we can use those stages to write songs about the different moments of getting through a breakup. But at what stage of a breakup is A Minute for Many song Last Goodbye? I talk about those stages explicitly in episode 6 of my podcast, providing you with lots of song examples to each stage. But let's go through them now and find out the stages for Last Goodbye. Now, the first stage is shock. This is when you are surprised or shocked about the breakup because you didn't see it coming. This would mean the song would be completely about the unexpected event of the breakup, which the character didn't see coming. But that's not what the song is about. Now, the second stage is denial. The character is looking for reasons why the breakup can't be true. But no, the character has moved past this stage already in this song. So after denial, frustration hits. It's when you slowly realize that things have changed. And I don't consider the character in this song to be frustrated or angry. He's quite the opposite. So he's definitely not in this stage anymore. After the frustration stage, there's the phase of negotiating. That's when we try to convince the other one to come back to us. But that's also not happening in this song. The next stage is when the character is at his lowest low and he hits depression. That's when he starts to accept the breakup. And yes, that's true for this song. He starts to accept it. In the sixth stage, the character is in the experimental phase. That means they're slowly coming to terms with the new situation. And yes, he does so in Last Goodbye. And the seventh stage is the decision. It's when you are accepting the new situation and make the best of it. And oh yes, the character is definitely making a decision to move on. He's saying,
I wish you all the best in everything you do. I say goodbye here and shut the door.
That's clearly a decision. And the last stage is integration. And it refers to being ready for something new. And basically, this is every song that shows the protagonist falling in love again. We are not quite there yet in this song, but the song hints at it. He's saying,
this is the last goodbye. So sorry I had to be you. But now it's time. Say hello to someone new.
A Minute for Many song shows the stages the character went through. And again, that's its beauty, because we see the progression of the story and that things are changing. So there's a clear message to the song. And it could be something like this. Love triumphs if a person realizes that it's not only someone else that gave them a purpose to live, but they understand that to love and be loved, meaning goes both ways for the persons in the 1+1 equation. So that's what the listener takes away from this song. That's the spark of hope. We understand life is still meaningful if we are willing to put ourselves out there. But there are a couple more questions you can answer about the song that will help you determine how strong the lyrics of the song really are. Knowing the problem the character has to face, as well as the general shift in the character's life and its cause, already paints a really compelling picture. But to exceed our audience's expectation, you can pay attention to some more tropes you can use for writing a captivating song. So here's a list of 10 things you need to watch out for. The first one is the problem that the character faces in the song has been resolved. An answer to the issue that the song deals with offers a resolution. It offers closure for the listener, and it completes the song. And why is that so important? So the listener won't feel like he's left hanging in the ropes, wondering how it all turned out. And Last Goodbye has a resolution, because the character managed to find a way to move on. The second question is, the answer to the problem in the song is helpful for the listener. So there's a difference. The problem can be resolved, but that could also be in a negative way. The character can do something that makes his situation even worse. That mostly happens when the character didn't grow as a person and did something should have thought about first, or he didn't have the strength to change or accept the situation. Now, people prefer stories that end on a positive note rather than with a bad outcome for the character. Especially when you want to write captivating love stories, you want to tell prescriptive tales so that your listeners can apply what they've learned in a song to their own lives and hope for a positive outcome as well. Why is that important? Because you need to know if your listeners want you to act as their guide or mentor or their inspiration to help them achieve what they want, or if they look to you to know what they shouldn't do. And yes, again, we can consider Last Goodbye to provide a helpful answer. The third question is, the character is at a positive stage of what he deals with externally. Now, I know that sounds a lot like very deep storytelling craft, but I'm going to explain it to you. When I say externally, for example, I refer to the love story. And no matter what the root of the problem is your character has to face, we have to track if he's already at a positive level of what he wants in his life, or if he starts with not being loved or not in a relationship. Why is that important? Because this will provide a clue to how much your audience wants the character in your song to suffer, to face challenges, or in some cases, even get to a better place. And in Last Goodbye, the character was in a relationship. So he started at a positive stage of what he wanted. And we don't get a clear sense of how they parted. We don't know if the other person just didn't love the character in this song anymore, or if there's repulsion or hate. But since the character in the song still wants to send every shred of love to her, we get the sense that they used to be in a committed relationship. And as well as considering that they were together for years. So yes, the character was at a positive stage of his love life. The fourth question is, does the song include a well-known moment that represents what the character deals with externally? Now, once again, externally refers to the love story. And we know every love story has certain moments that the audience expects to enjoy a complete love story. I talked about those moments in the last episode, but here they are in short. The lovers meet, they share a first kiss or their first intimate connection, one of them confesses their love for the other one, the lovers break up, there's the proof of love, and the scene when the lovers reunite or part forever. Those are the most wanted moments of every love story, and they help listeners know at what stage of a love story the song refers to. And when we write love stories, we know what's at stake for the character. We will know what he can win and what he can lose. It's all about love. And in Last Goodbye, it's all about letting go to find love again. Now, the fifth question is the character at a positive stage of what he deals with internally? Okay, so now we move away from what he wants externally, which is love, and zoom into the character, into his mind and soul and heart. And internally can either be about a character's worldview, his morality, or his social standing. It's every category of what a character might need on an internal level. This is not external, which was about what a character wants. That's the apparent goal. It's what you're consciously aware of. You can always say, I want this, I want that. But if you ask a person, hey, what do you need? Then this is much harder, because the need is often buried in yourself, and it is on an unconscious level. You're not aware of what you really need. What the character deals with internally refers to the internal level of the character. What does he truly need to be happy? And people can be naive, selfish, or have sold out for what they want. But there are also those steadfast characters who are mature, selfless, and hold on to what they think is right without selling out. And depending on the band or musician, they might either focus on troubled characters or on the ones who act noble and have already found wisdom or meaning in their lives and act as mentors. Now, if you know what your character needs, even if they don't know themselves, you can make him win on an internal level, even if he doesn't get what he wants externally, like love. It can also be switched around. He can lose on an internal level and get what he wants. And furthermore, if you know what kind of person your character is and what he needs internally, you know how he will face his external challenge to get what he wants. Will he be weak, naive, or wise enough to see the consequences of his actions? And in Last Goodbye, we got to know a character who was delusioned because his happily ever after failed. But he is so strong that he takes on a new worldview that enables him to find meaning in his life again. He's become mature, sophisticated, really strong, so that he is a person now we can trust. And that's very important if you want to write a song that is like a prescription. If the listener doesn't like the character in your song because the character is whiny or weak or completely naive or he's sold out or he continues to do what's immoral or what's just not right, the listeners won't take what you gotta say as advice for their own lives. So make sure that when you want to write prescriptive songs, that means songs that your listeners can take something away from, then you need to show that your character is mature and know what they want and they have found meaning in their lives. Now, we already talked about those moments every love story needs, which are the most expected moments of what a character wants externally. But those moments also exist for his internal level. And those moments define the personal development of a person, considering their morality, their status, or their worldview. And now we look for a moment like this to find out more about the inner turmoil of your character. And if we got a moment that hints at this, we will know how the character might change, for better or worse. And you can use that in your lyrics to show how he changes. In A Minute for Many song, there are two moments that define the shift in his worldview. The first one is that he's clearly hit an all is lost moment. He hit his lowest low, but he realizes he must change his black and white view of the world to allow for life's irony, which is understanding to get out there again, even if that means to continue to be vulnerable and might even get hurt again. And the other moment is the action moment, when the character's loss of innocence is rewarded with a deeper understanding of the universe. And he's singing,
"This is the last goodbye. So sorry it had to be you. Now it's time to say hello to someone new."
And the last line is the reward for this adorable and strong character. He has shown no anger or ever talked badly about this one person who broke up with him. He is even sorry that he has to say goodbye to her. His empathy is his gift. And for being this strong, he is rewarded with the hope that there will be someone new for him. Now, the seventh question refers back to the unexpected event, because this shows that there's a story, a scene, or a chapter of a possible larger story told in the song. And we've already talked about this one, but I think it's so important that I want to mention it again. So in every great story, something unexpected happens, and the character's first strategy to reach his goal, which means his want, it fails. That means what he wanted externally, like love. An unexpected event is the one criterion that decides whether the song tells a story or part of it. And why is this important? If the story, scene, or chapter you tell in your song about your character has or at least hints at an unexpected event that pushes your character into a dilemma or at a crossroads, the situation changes for your character. And we need change to move from the beginning to the ending. Otherwise, everything would stay the same and we wouldn't have a story, just a snapshot of a singular moment in time. But as we already talked about it in great detail, we see a change in the external love story and on the internal level because the character changes so that he's able to move on. When we know that there is an unexpected event happening that turns the tables for better or worse, we have to ask ourselves, does this situation change for the better externally? Which refers to the love story now. And no matter if the problem is solved, there will be an emotional reaction in the listener at the end of the song. It could be excitement, intrigue, faster beating heart, admiration, relief, triumph, rebelliousness, anguish, loss, or even pity. It all depends on how the character faced his or her problem, chose in the dilemma after the unexpected event that put him at a crossroads, and what the outcome of his or her choices are. And why do we need to ask ourselves this question? To understand if a story serves as a cautionary tale, which means it refers to a negative outcome, or a prescriptive tale, which is the positive result for the listener, we need to know how the situation has changed externally and internally for the character in the song. And even though the situation got worse for the character in Last Goodbye, because he distances himself from her, there's also the hope that his situation will turn for the better again. That's the spark of hope I referred to. And when we talk about the external level, and if the situation got better, we also have to do that for the internal level. Did the situation change for the better internally? And this refers back to the character development. We want to see if there was a positive change in a person's personal growth that makes them wiser or mentally stronger. And in the song, we got a character who has clearly moved from meaninglessness and losing himself to a guy who takes the risk to feel vulnerable again and to be able to find meaning again. And the last question we need to ask ourselves when we analyze a song's lyrics is the message of the song clear? That means if a song has a message, It makes the listener feel like there's someone else out there who understands them. And that's the whole point of including something meaningful, something worth communicating. Because you can help someone by listening to your songs. You can provide guidance, self-help, joy, or even tell them what not to do to avoid inevitable harmful consequences. And why would you include a message? This goes all back into looking at how the situation has changed for the character in the song, externally and internally, and state the reason for that change. This creates the takeaway for the listener. If we know what has caused the outcome, we can make better decisions for our own lives. And Last Goodbye provides hope, and it does so by including a strong and clear message. It is possible to get over someone, even though it might feel like you lose everything. So what do all those questions and answers tell us? Why should we care about those questions and analyze our lyrics? The more your song corresponds with this criteria, at least when you write a song that can be considered as advice, hope, or like prescription, the more your song will be engaging, the more a listener will find it helpful and believable, and the more you touch your audience's hearts, the more you will hook them to keep them listening and to be engaged in your song. And they will more likely remember the song because it has given them something more than just some great music to enjoy. It expressed what they couldn't find the words for, or made them realize that they might be in the same kind of situation and how they can get out of it. Considering a song to be a chapter taken out of a novel or a scene from a movie will empower your songwriting. So always ask yourself, what is the problem the character faces in your song? And what unexpected event or incident threw them entirely off their path and into a crisis, into a dilemma, a situation that forces them to make a decision? And then go through your lyrics in detail, answering the 10 questions we've talked about to really nail the lyrics of your song so that they resonate with your listeners. So if you want to write a heartbreaking love song in which the character in the song gets over someone, include the problem of the breakup that is still on the character's mind. After all, he's still dealing with that situation. And to give him the strength to get over her or him, he needs to grow as a person. Think about the 8 stages of the breakup and put your character in one of the last 4 stages, beginning with accepting the new situation. And then show your character how he gains new meaning for his life or starts to see the world not in black and white anymore, but in all its shades of gray. And whatever you do, if you want to make sure your song will be unforgettable, make sure your character is likable and his actions are the best decision someone could do in his situation, even if that means to say goodbye and shut the door. Only then your listeners will take the message of your song and use it for their own lives. Use the craft of storytelling to write songs that will truly be meaningful to your audience and that have the power to make a difference. A Minute for Many song, Last Goodbye, certainly is that kind of song that sparks hope and gives its listeners something to connect with, something to feel and touch their hearts. And I'm very grateful that A Minute for Many let me use his song to tell you, my listeners, about how valuable the lyrics of a song can be. So if you want to support A Minute for Many, that is Many with double N, check out his Instagram and follow him. Links to his profiles are in the show notes. And I'm so happy to announce that he will be on my show in the next episode. We will talk about his songwriting process, how he manages to write one song a day for over 100 days, even though he was ill in between, and we will talk about stories. So please subscribe to my podcast if you haven't done so already so that you can change lives through your songs, create meaning, and write powerful songs. And if you are a musician or a songwriter and you want to get your song featured on this show, please reach out to me via email to podcast@storiesandsongs.com. Thank you, and see you next time with my special guest, A Minute for Many.